This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Cavaliers now with a chance tonight to tie up the Eastern Conference Finals game four tonight. Anthony Lima here alongside Ken Carman back in the saddle. Kenny, that's the first you've heard of Ben Ryan Metzger in his new pump-up speech, and it worked for the Cavs. They were
a
different team.
What the hell was that?
They were a different team. A lot of people wondering if Ben Ryan should get the credit for what happened in Game 3.
Sounds like the leader in 1984. What was that? That's a pump-up? I said, what is this? And Kenny goes, well, you didn't hear this the whole weekend?
You didn't take time to hear it?
Like, I wasn't watching games or anything like that. Nah.
No,
I
didn't, like, no, he's watching
like you
the Royal Wedding.
You would have rather me listen to this than watch the Cavs game on Saturday, is basically what he said.
No, that's not what I was saying.
That's exactly
the Cavs
what
game
said.
Was 3 hours for one day on the weekend out of 48 hours Saturday
speech.
And Sunday.
Not to mention, Ken watches it on mute, so he could have had Ben Ryan Metzger in the background
the entire time.
Are we going to talk about that at some point? Because it's not just them. I was getting the same complaints yesterday about the national broadcast crew for Sunday Night Baseball.
For the baseball game?
We are at a critical mass.
I thought people liked the new Sunday Night Baseball crew.
I like Matt Vasgersian. I don't think you're allowed
to. I love
to,
Matt Vasgersian.
You're not allowed to say anything about Jessica Mendoza. And Alex Rodriguez butchered the name. He thought that Yonder Alonso was Jason Kipnis last night. But other than that, everything's fine. Everything was fine. I like Matt Vasgersian, but I'm just getting nonstop. These people are idiots.
Well, I think they suck when we're 22 and 23. That makes them worse.
I wonder if that's part of it.
I should ask Ken if he still wants the Indians on national television, because you complained about it all last year. Then this year they get on national television, and when they're on national television, they lose on national television.
Oh, well, I'm not complaining that they're on national television. Go ahead and be on national television. I'm fine with them being on national TV. I just, at some point, I have to ask if this is real. If everybody really, really, really hates Mike Breen, Jeff Van Gundy, and Mark Jackson, or if it's just we don't like ESPN, what is it? What is it
well,
that
now,
throws
wait.
People off?
People had no problem with Mike Breen and those guys when they won the title in 2016. In fact, if you ask most Cavs fans, because I am kind of critical of Mike Breen, I think he's kind of bland when I thought for years Marv Albert should have been doing the finals game. And obviously Marv...
Well, he's on a different network.
It's past his prime. No, I know. But in the years that Mike Breen was calling the championships, I always said, this never seemed to me to be befitting of a network top guy who should be calling the games. Mike Breen's very good. But wow. I would never characterize him in the same vein of the all-time greats or the guys that call
no.
the title games.
No.
And so when I would say that, people would come back and tweet at me and say, what are you kidding me? Bang! We won the title in 2016. Yes. They all remember that. And so they have identified Mike Breen with a championship call.
Well, if you're put in a moment like that, you're going to be identified as long as you don't completely butcher it. And he didn't completely butcher it. I wonder, though, that if anybody there who's not Marv Albert or Vern or Al Michaels or anybody, or if they're going to fit the need, or are we just trying to change the guard? And also, I've told you, we have so many sports that are on TV, it's kind of watered it down.
Probably. I think Ian Eagle, by the way, I'd say him and Kevin Harlan are the guys to me for NBA that should be the NBA.
Kevin Harlan is sensational.
I prefer Kevin Harlan on the NBA than I do the NFL. I think he's so much better in the NBA.
But I'm always told I'm missing a piece of the action. I'm doing myself and our listeners a disservice if I watch the game on mute. So I decided on Saturday, well, fine, I might as well just watch the game and turn up the sound. And I'm looking and I'm following along on social media and it's just complaining. And then they're up by 20 and it turns into this. I've never heard a broadcast team sound so bored in my life. Like, at least Hubie would have been rooting for Boston to come back. They have something to talk about.
There you go.
They talked about the royal wedding. They talked about Jeff Van Gundy's personal life. Mark Jackson had a couple of quips. I don't understand. There's very little personality there other than Mama, there goes that man.
I've never been a fan of his.
And so that's what we were watching. Thank God they blew him out the way they did. Chewbacca was there. There was a little bit. Jeff Van Gundy admitted what he had never seen it.
Star Wars. Yeah,
and Mike Breen couldn't believe it. So there you go.
Okay.
At least they won, but they did win. So I guess you guys are right about playing.
So
we got to play the pump up We got to play.
Well, Ben Ryan
again.
Did it. Yeah. You should have seen. Les Levine was sitting in your seat last week, and he was horrified by Ben Ryan Metzger. It was the first time that Les had gotten to know the stylings of Ben Ryan Metzger.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, Ben sounds like God coming for you. So
I think it was jarring. I don't think Les was expecting that.
Who really was?
Well, we've gotten to know him. I'm almost surprised that Ben Ryan doesn't author up a new speech for every regular season baseball game at this point for the Indians.
Surprised he just doesn't offer up a new speech for every show.
Yeah.
That'd
Don't tempt
awesome.
Him.
I would love that.
He might do it. All right, so let's get everybody up to speed. We did have some breaking news this morning.
Ben can go hang out in his dance hall.
As Jeff Thomas is as in his one-room apartment in Los Angeles where he removes the furniture or never had furniture to begin with. Either way. We had some breaking news to start the show. In addition to the Cavs being able tonight to tie up the series and force the series back to Boston 2-2, we also had the Indians lose late last night. We'll get you up to date on all of that. But Adam Schefter reporting this morning that it will not be the Cleveland-Canton duo as far as the NFL draft next year. Instead, like everything else, seemingly everything else, Nashville has gotten the 2019 NFL draft, because when you think the National Football League for years since the leather helmets and everything, you think Nashville. Kenny, your thoughts?
Well, yeah, but we had heard that they might be doing that in Nashville all along, right?
Yeah,
2019. I didn't think. Okay, now that it's official, I'm not.
Well, Adam Schefter says a different kind of pick tipping. Nashville expected to be named host of the 2019 NFL draft. This week's owners meetings in Atlanta, per league sources. I think when it comes from Schefter, it certainly looks like that's probably going to be the case.
Nashville's very hot right now.
It is. I'm going there in July.
As long as we get to do it at some point here very soon, that's why I would like 2020 to be done between us. Now, there's plenty of timing that's involved there. Is the Hall of Fame Village going to be done, or what they're going to call the Hall of Fame Village? Is that going to be done? Because I know that they've had a couple of problems, and you knew that there would be some roadblocks along the way for that. Is that all the way completed? So, I'm not upset. Were you expecting me to be upset? I would be upset if it never happens. I think that it's a golden opportunity and just you should do something like that, and I think it would be a lot of fun. So if they were to never do it, I'd be upset. I'm already bracing myself for the impact of people going, because it will be, part of it will be in Canton, part of it will be in Cleveland, so it'll be a little bit mixed up there, and I don't know if anybody can do it to the scale of what happened with Dallas just last month. So far
you've had Philadelphia, Chicago, and Dallas?
Philadelphia, Chicago, Dallas.
They've
not,
had
not
huge
in that order.
Crowds.
Chicago, and then Philly, and then now Dallas. And the crowds have been huge. And because Dallas had theirs, in the stadium, they were really able to dedicate a whole lot of resources to it. Plus, there is a roof that's able to close for it.
Yeah, ours is going to be very weather-dependent on whether people will leave the weekend saying it was a blast in Cleveland / Canton.
Wouldn't they have it like downtown at the
public
convention
hall,
center?
Well, they had it out.
It was outside in Chicago and Philadelphia, was it not?
Well, yeah, but our weather's very unpredictable. I know Chicago's basically the same weather pattern. Fine. Technically, Philly's a day after, but you understand. It might be a little bit more unpredictable. So if it's cold, and it shouldn't be cold, but if it is cold or rainy, you're going to have a couple of problems there.
And by the time that if it was to be 2020, so it'd be Nashville next year, and then Cleveland, Canton, I think there's a lot of momentum for that to probably be the case. 2020, the goal is for the Browns to be good. The goal is for the Browns to be a playoff team. So it's not like the Browns pick is going to be the center of attention like it would have been this year. I mean, can you imagine the draft would have been here and would Baker Mayfield have even come? Would he have come to Cleveland, Canton? It sounds like Baker was not tipped off that he was going to be the number one overall pick.
Well, then he wouldn't came.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Would there have been a chance that he would have been there? Because obviously he wasn't going to Dallas.
You make that decision based on, I think you make that decision just thinking you're going to be at home, yes?
2016 and 2017 both were held indoors. It was in an auditorium in Chicago, 2016.
Yeah, but all the fans were outside.
2017 was the Museum of Art.
No, the draft.
Right.
Yeah, but the fans, where the fans all congregate, was
right,
outside.
Last year was, or this year was different because you can seat 100 and something thousand people in Jerry World. Hmm. So
I just think anything you do. Like that time I went nuts when they canceled the Hall of Fame game because of the congealed glue or the writing, and people started turning it into a piece of, we shouldn't even have the Hall of Fame game, and this is why.
Well, they were saying you had it at a high school stadium.
Yeah, and I got very defensive, and I go, it's always been held in a high school stadium. That's part of the quote-unquote charm of the Hall of Fame game. but you've always had it there, and then all of a sudden you use this as your reason when they're actually redoing the stadium and to do it up nice for you, then you're using that as the reason to not have it. And I went crazy, and I scared the one writer from SI because I went in yelling.
Which one was that?
Was it Jenny Veritas?
What are you doing messing with the writers?
No, I went in and it's beside the point. I'm just saying is that...
Why are you intimidating female writers, Ken?
I didn't mean it like that. I already know that
was the intention.
Technically, yes. I already know that I'm gonna have a chip on my shoulder when this happens. I just know that. So I'm bracing myself.
I think you need
that.
To come in with a more positive attitude. I think that your attitude is going to be colored by this cynical skepticism that you're going in with.
I'm trying not to. I'm just pointing that out. I'm sorry.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
I should ask you, how much of the Indians did you watch last night while also at the same time the Western Conference Finals, which everybody has deemed the NBA Finals?
Got to see plenty because Steph Curry shot like garbage in the first half, so I was able to turn it over knowing wholeheartedly that Houston was going to get their ass kicked, and Houston got their ass kicked. And then I went on right as that game was ending, and I basically said that what it showed you in that series was Game two was an allowance by Golden State, which some guy from SI took me literally, which I did not mean that. He thought I meant that Golden State tanked it on purpose. That's not what I said. I think that Golden State must have just had a bad day, and they allowed Houston to do what Houston wanted to do. And so when you go from game one, where you're playing iso ball, dribble, 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 and getting beat that bad, to game two, where you move the ball around, things seem to be fixed, guys are hitting shots, you're making the best out of everything, to then go on the road and flat out look like it's too big for you. That moment is too big. That task is too much of a challenge. And I don't care. I thought Chris Paul, that narrative of his entire career, you could see it in his face last night. Where once they get to the postseason, you just can't get over that hump. And I got very nasty, and then I figured out, oh, yeah, it is still Golden State. Golden State's supposed to wipe the floor, and then that's it. So I'd still rather get to the finals and lose the finals with dignity and honor. But there's going to be people who saw that game last night and goes, what's the point? What's the point of getting to the finals? Boston doesn't have a chance in hell. And even though I'm a big Cavs fan and I know I'll talk myself into it, I don't think that they have a chance. Against that team, no.
Well, it's going to be hard. There's going to have to be a roadmap that I'd have to say. And I was telling friends over the weekend.
I wish it was different.
But a lot of people were asking me. I mean, what do they have any shot whatsoever? Well, first they got to get by Boston. We'll ask the question this morning. 216-578-0092. Is tonight the series? We've seen LeBron come back from 3-1, but we haven't seen him do it without Kyrie Irving. And this Boston team, those first two games were very different from what we saw here in Cleveland. Of course, Boston still has home court advantage regardless of what happens tonight. So I'd ask the question, do you feel like tonight is the series? But I know there were a lot of fans thinking, all right, if Golden State looks vulnerable, if Golden State loses again, I'll take my chances with LeBron against James Harden and Chris Paul. The problem was, last night it was, a 41-point blowout win.
40-plus point blowout win. And Steph Curry was garbage in the first half. He just heated up like crazy in the second half. But when you're down double digits in the first half and Steph Curry is playing that poorly, what does that say to you? And so I want to ask you later on, and this is just a conversation between us, if Golden State is still fun to watch as a basketball fan. Don't answer it yet. And that's just between us. I can't ask other people to get in. But I think tonight, I've only seen Cleveland play very well, and that was on Saturday. Yeah, tonight's a series. I'm very nervous about that.
So the Cavs, if they lose tonight, because you expect Brad Stevens to come with everything, knowing that they've got to win this game. They cannot allow, with their young players, to start to feel that seed of doubt planted in their minds.
And it's not nervous.
You know tonight they're going to be ready.
It's not nervous and a oh God, doom and gloom type thing. Let me clarify that. I don't think it's nerves in that sense. I just feel jitters going into it because I think that if you're down 3-1 in this series, yes, I know the Golden State stuff in 2016 and all that stuff. I feel if you're down 3-1 in that series, it's going to be very, very difficult to come back. Especially you're going on the road again. They play very well on the road. Then they've slayed that dragon of winning on the road, especially against LeBron. You lose tonight, you got a real big problem on your hands.
All right, 216-578-0092, a loaded show as usual. Very excited. We'll do Lima Likes at 640. Plenty of stuff going on. Also, Fred McLeod, the voice of the Cavs. He's going to join the show at right around 8:25. Excited to have Fred come on because he was thrilled, and I think everybody was thrilled, at the performance over the weekend by the Cavs, making people believe again. A blowout win for Cleveland. We'll see if he thinks tonight is the series. We also, later in the show, We have somebody by the name of Ken Rogers on the show. That would be the NFL Films and Hard Knocks showrunner, show head. He's one of the developers of the show. And it'll be cool to get his insight on what to expect. What will it be like? And will they magnify whether or not this is a quarterback controversy for the Cavs, for the Browns, between Tyrod Taylor and Baker Mayfield? Plus, another chance to win $1,000 at 7:05. Baskin and Phelps has had all the winners. We've had four within the city, three on Baskin and Phelps. We're going to break that today. We need a winner.
It's all been
right
Baskin
here.
And Phelps?
It has been. It has been. So we'll do that coming up at 7:05, a national contest, the playoff payoff. But first, here's an update from Jeff Thomas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.